This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Rolling along here on the morning shift, and we do have Rusty Menzel joining us at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about what's been going on in college football.
Angry Rusty already.
Yeah, he yelled at me.
He did come in here with a little bit of heat behind it.
Some gusto. I guess the drive down from Rome wasn't as smooth as he wanted it to be. Maybe it was another deer situation.
I mean, he wanted more from us.
He was wearing that puffy jacket. Maybe his heat wasn't working in his truck. So
what?
I think it's one of those heated vests like a couple of our cohorts are bringing.
Dude, this weekend.
I have one.
I'm struggling with this.
And gloves.
I'm struggling with this because, you know, this group prides themselves, Tiff, that that's going to be at AMS with us. It's going to be a Manly, and we got a guy put on here. This guy's
the kitty of pride themselves.
This guy's a fish boat captain. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna have my electric jacket. It came in the mail. I go, electric jacket.
He's smart enough to know that it's gonna be cold.
Why would you want to be cold?
Yeah.
You should ask me to borrow my heated gloves and my vest.
When you're camping,
you missed an opportunity.
In God's country.
Wait. Didn't you have like an endless supply of like blankets or something? Wasn't there something
I'm bringing a heated blanket
and
for
And weren't
tonight.
You just asking Mike for him to bring his heated sauna, like his one-man sauna?
That's such a good point.
I know.
Like, that's different. That's like a teepee.
But
like
last year, didn't he overpack?
Like the Native Americans did where you go in the sauna and you sweat it out.
Nah, did he not overpack the last time y'all had a bros trip?
I always
didn't
overpack.
Didn't you make fun of him?
No.
But none of my jackets had a plug-in.
So the last time we went always...
I don't need an extension cord to watch the race.
I do have to tell this story because last year we went to Daytona. It was a little over a year ago. And something about the air conditioner was just in the living room, and it was, like, stuck on, like, 60.
Oh, it's so cold.
And
so
I walk out there, and Bo literally, two hoods on, like, ski mask, two sleeping bags, two blankets, like, was miserable.
But I wasn't plugged in anywhere. I mean, that's the point.
That doesn't make it any better. Yes,
it makes it – if you plug in your blanket or your jacket –
hold on now. I'm going to make a broad assumption here. Don't men love technology?
Oh, no.
And if this is something that's...
Yeah, you know it's technology?
What?
Using my phone to get Wi-Fi to power my Fire Stick on the TV that's plugged into a generator. That is technology. Plugging in your extension cord.
Somebody out there with an antenna
is saying you need to man up. Yeah. Somebody out there with
an
antenna
is telling
you to man up.
I got one of those. Do you want me to bring it?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the range on that?
I don't know.
Can we reach the signal here in town with it? Got to get, you know, what do you mean, 20-mile signal?
It's pretty good. I mean, it works in Woodstock.
I've got an antenna, but it only gets about 15 miles. So we'll see.
All right. To college football now. And following a joint meeting between athletic directors representing the SEC and the Big Ten, of course, Greg Sankey and Tony Petitti, they have agreed that the way teams are seeded in the 12-team college football playoff should change this fall. So, again, that's the SEC and the Big Ten coming together in meetings, and Heather Dinich of ESPN has been reporting it. But they'd like to see the format change.
I, I, I'm kind of in the middle on this, and let me tell you guys why. I agree that it should probably change. However, I think it's very clear that when you get the Big Ten and the SEC commissioners together, it's going to involve the other leagues, and that means the E-word expansion for a college football playoff, and that's what I don't want. So, yeah, if you could get the reseeding done in 12 teams, I don't want the expansion that's going to come along with it, though.
So Petiti said, we're in favor of going to straight seeding where there's no difference between rankings and seeding like we had this year. We're in support of that for next year.
And in order for that to be what happens, they have to have a unanimous vote, which I think you mentioned, Tiff. I have no problem with that part. I actually agree with Mike. I don't want expansion. I don't need it. It's ridiculous. But to me, reseeding it where I just don't know why Boise State deserved a bye, you know, and maybe that would change. Maybe we would get better matchups based on that. You know, maybe Ohio State, does that change what happens? I don't know. It's weird to me that that maybe the Big Ten's upset about it because they the way it worked out for them, they got the most teams in and they got the national champion. I think Notre Dame would have had a bye in that format.
Yeah.
So it is interesting because in this system, it does punish Notre Dame for not being in a conference, which I actually like. I do like that aspect because, look, not personal Notre Dame. I get it. I don't think you'll ever join. I don't care if you do or not. But teams that play in a conference and have to play a conference title game, they should be eligible for a bye before a team like Notre Dame, who could get a bye in this system, should, to me.
Yeah, I'm just very weary of what this means. When you talk about doing the seeding differently, right, you can't just full stop there. There's too many stakeholders, right? There's too many people with seats at the table that are going to say, well, I'm going to need this. Well, I need that. Remember, this is a meeting between the Big Ten and the SEC. This is not a meeting of the College Football Playoff Committee. This is a meeting between the Big Ten and the SEC. Do not lose sight of that. Of course they want it to be reseeded. The SEC in particular feels like they got three teams left out that probably deserved to be in over some of the teams that got beat.
And one thing to add on to that is what's funny is how the Big Ten, and this is why everyone thinks about the Super Conference, is going to happen because the Big Ten and the SEC get together. They agree. They basically are negotiating with each other, and they agree what's best for both of their leagues. And then they take it to the table in the College Football Playoff vote that approves these changes. And basically they're saying what's best for us is best for college football. Which,
yeah,
it's hard to disagree with now when you have 32 of the best teams in the country in two conferences.
Right, and here's what I'll say about this meeting as well. Look, I would rather – it's just crazy how we expanded, and we expanded because everybody needed to be represented. You expanded from four because you had five conferences, and then you went to 12, and you only had four conferences. And really, now it feels like you're getting closer and closer to two conferences – and you're talking about expanding out to 14 or 16. Like, it seems ridiculous the way that this has all gone. And I'm just really weary, man. I'm just so against expansion at this point that it just feels like it's going to get watered down. It feels like the first round buys are going to go away. It feels like, I don't know. I'm flustered with it.
Let's stop doing what's best for the money and start doing what's best for the sport.
It's the same thing we've talked about, and we talked about Daytona 500. We've talked about a number of other sports. We talked about the NBA and everything else. Entertainment has overtaken athletics and competition, and that's kind of where we sit right now.
Let's get a quick check on some NFL headlines. We're going in the huddle. All right, Dylan, pack your bags. Are you going to go to Brazil? I mean, I know that you've been before.
Return
You're on
trip.
The Eagles bandwagon. Maybe now you'll want to hop on a different team's bandwagon if Simone allows it, because for the second straight year, that is where the NFL is headed. The Los Angeles Chargers will serve as the home team for the 2025 Brazilian game.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a Falcons fan, and let me say this because this is on point. If the Falcons do end up in Berlin, and we've talked about this, I might put it out there, and I might, as Bo talked about earlier, make sure I get my way, and I might actually try to go to that Berlin game.
No, you're not. You're going to be working in Atlanta Falcons Radio Network board.
That's true.
You taking up? You use all your days off to go to Eagles games.
I say it's a once in a lifetime thing, but it's like,
oh well, it seems cool, to be a once every year thing.
I mean, so. He went to Brazil last year to watch his favorite Super Bowl champion team.
Man, it's trying to get his passport stamped.
I can't be mad at this one. I kind of brought this on myself.
Jeez. All right, but everyone's in favor or not of the international games.
It doesn't matter. It's going to happen either way.
I mean, I'm not in favor of it. I think we're overdoing it, and I think that you get down to the brass tacks. We always talk about player safety. This is the worst thing for player safety, is making guys fly 8 to 10 to 12 hours on these flights, 6 to 8 to 10 to 12 or whatever it is, and then turn around and fly right, do that track back on the way home. And you can say, well, they go down before. Yeah, they go down like Thursday night. They'll be there Friday, then Saturday, you know, depending on where they're at. I know Brazil is different. I'm not overly for this. I get the part that you grow the game and make it international fans, but I'm not for it.
I will say the one thing that I like is I think that every team should have to play the same kind of rigors with their schedule. And if every team ends up with an international game, so be it. I'm fine with that.